Friday the 31st of March, 1989. I am sickened to my core. I haven't been so sick since I had salmonella. Mum decided Christmas, who was our dog, needed washing since she had been smelling for a week really horrible. I told her it was the smell of death, but she said it was just dung. I scrubbed Christmas down and prepared to brush under her leg, and I nearly threw up. The skin was black and red and green, and it was decaying. Her skin was actually rotting. Words cannot describe the disgust and repulsion. But the parents refused to have her put down. She's deaf, blind, immobile and rotting. She doesn't enjoy life. I do hope God takes her to the angels soon. Saturday, 1st of April. Dad threw a bucket of TCP over the dog, and now she doesn't smell so bad. You see, you just don't need to go to the angels if you've got TCP.
No. Well, I thought with all of the James Herriot you'd read, you'd have been able to fix it yourself. Why had you called your dog Christmas?
Because my dad decided that he wanted us to have Christmas every day. And so we named the dog Christmas.
It's a shame it wasn't called Cold Hard Money. Now, you actually stopped writing your diary for a couple of years at that point, but you rejoin it in 1991 when you're 15.
Yes, well, I stopped writing my diary because I was writing my book. So I was writing all day, writing a novel. Anyway, so, Thursday the 17th of January, 1991... I have decided to start writing my diary again, partly because the next months are going to be very interesting. It will be useful to look back on my reaction to winning the Nobel Prize for Literature. And partly because World War III started last night. It was the first Gulf War, and this has inspired thoughts of my own mortality. Since I last wrote, Corgi Publishers have asked me to edit my book down to 140 pages, which I am busily not doing, and I won the Observer Young Reporter of the Year competition. The important news is, though, that I now fancy David Baddiel more than anyone on the planet. But it's not like the stupid obsession that I had with Nigel Kennedy. I respect David Baddiel, and when we broke up, we would still definitely be friends. Tuesday the 16th of July, 1991. I am now a regular columnist on The Observer. Financial news. I got £148 expenses as I claimed a first-class train ticket but went by coach for a tenner. I went to my publisher's party. It was brilliant. I got offers from three agents and I met Terry Pratchett. He spoke to me for an hour and a half and he really is brilliant. And he likes REM and They Might Be Giants. I was sick all the way from Euston to Birmingham New Street on the way back. I was that pissed. Yes, Cherubs, I am at the age where I think it's desperately clever and intelligent to drink to excess. Nirvana are at number 7 with Smells Like Teen Spirit. Wonderful and brilliant news, War a Voice. Now, I must remind you again, I am at that point a paid rock critic. My entire review of Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit is War a Voice.